Nothing beats a chainsaw in the fall. In the annals of gory violence, do-it-yourself property maintenance, and just raw human machine power, there is nothing like a chainsaw. And back in 1974, the chainsaw went to the movies. Low-budget horror meets power tool commercial. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the standard for worst-case scenario. Your car runs out of gas on a highway outside of Lubbock, and there's just one gas station over there that looks abandoned. Hey, is there anyone there?
Sally, I hear something. Stop! Stop!
Yeah, the original TCM cost $300K to make and has pulled in $30 million, and that doesn't even count all of the spin-offs and gory imitators. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the perfect movie date, right? Here's movie date podcast host Kristen Meinzer. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, John, and happy 40th birthday, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
This is a movie phenomenon.
Gosh, and a nightmare maker.
And what would you say the significance of Texas Chainsaw Massacre is 40 years on?
Well, I mean, it really put in place the slasher film, the faceless guy who's coming after you, the use of power tools, which wasn't very common back then. I just rewatched it last night in the name of good journalism.
Of course.
And of course, I had to sleep with the lights on all night. It's a terrifying movie, and it was banned in a number of countries. For years, you couldn't see it in England. And even though it's considered such a gore fest, rewatching it last night, I saw there wasn't actually that much gore. It's just the idea of things, the cannibalism, being killed with chainsaws, having furniture in your house made out of human bodies, all that.
What brand of chainsaw is used in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Did you happen to notice that?
I didn't notice, but I can say this. Behind the scenes, all the actors revealed the chainsaws actually were operating at all times. That's not special effects. It's not noise that's put on in post. But they were actually running through the woods with chainsaws and having those chainsaws next to their faces.
You know, the fun fact here that I didn't really realize is that this movie and so many of the horror movies, the real slasher gore movies, are based on a single incident, a Jeffrey Dahmer-like incident from, what is it, the 1960s?
Ed Gein from the 1950s, from America's Heartland, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And he actually did have furniture and other objects made out of humans. And he was a serial killer. And Silence of the Lambs, other films have, Psycho, they all found their inspiration in Ed Gein. But what a lot of people don't realize is that Texas Chainsaw Massacre also was inspired by the Houston murders. There were these mass murders that were happening back then. And the people who were responsible for that, Dean Corll, a.k.a. the Candyman, Elmer Wayne Henley, right around the time Texas Chainsaw Massacre was being developed, those murders were being uncovered.
How many sequels? How many?
Well, if we count prequels, sequels, remakes, and so on, there have been about half a dozen. And there were also, in the early 80s, there was also a video game, which did horribly because most video game stores would not carry this video game. Because you're playing Leatherface. You're playing the killer. You're not trying to survive. You're actually trying to get people with your chainsaw.
And is the franchise Saw based on Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Or is that something fundamentally different?
There is inspiration there. But Saw, some people say Saw is more politically minded. For example, one of the more recent Saw movies, they punish people for doing bad things. And in one, it was insurance people, which I thought was pretty great.
Ever used a chainsaw? You're from the Midwest.
I have not used a chainsaw. I have used a weed whacker, and I would love it if weed whackers were more commonly used in horror movies, because I think of all the different types of lawn appliances, I think weed whackers. I mean, have you ever used a weed whacker?
The Minnesota Weed Whacker Massacre, starring Kristen Meinzer.
That versus the leaf
blower? That's kind of an evil laugh.
That's just dangerous.
That's kind of an evil laugh. I don't know.
Also, one more thing I want to point out about this movie. A lot of people think it's based on a true story because in the opening of the film, they actually say this is based on a true story. It's John Larroquette's voice saying that, but it's not based on a true story. Just some inspiration here and there from real stories.
Well, thanks for setting us straight on that. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast on the 40th anniversary of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Thanks, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.